Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman back on the show. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 17th anniversary celebration here on the show. And Gene is the author of, I don't know how many books, under a couple of dozen, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. The Words Lincoln Lived By, still one of my favorites. That's the first one we met him with and introduced way back in 98. He's an Emmy-winning producer from his time with the Turner Networks, and he's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
And one of the top three Lincoln portrayers on the planet.
Well, I didn't know there were two others.
Yeah, I hate to break that to you, but in the interest of full disclosure, but none can compare, Gene.
Well, actually, one of the most famous just passed away, Jim Getty.
Is that right?
Gettysburg. Yes, yes.
I'll be
died.
Darned. So, mm-hmm. So you're one of the remaining the top two then, and we don't know.
He started doing it, doing a Lincoln portrayal long before I did.
Yeah.
I do mine for a different reason than the others. I became very interested years ago in high achievers. What makes a person a
right.
high achiever? And I wrote a book called.
And isn't that what you won your Emmy for?
Well, yes.
A series of interviews that?
I won the Emmy I wrote. I actually hosted a 3-hour television special on the future of health care in America, believe it or not.
Huh.
And I won the Emmy for that.
Okay.
But I got very interested in what makes people highly successful. I got a couple of Emmy nominations for those interviews with high achievers. And so I wrote a book called The Achievement Factors, which looks at the common denominators. And along the way, I thought, why don't I write a one-man play about someone who illustrates those principles? And that's how I came to do Lincoln. I have a very serious intent whenever I do my Lincoln one-man play, and that is he becomes an illustrator of what a person needs to do to become highly successful in a career.
And talk about somebody to emulate if you want to be an achiever. Holy mackerel.
Yes.
With one year
of schooling, and he writes three of the finest pieces ever written in the English language,
mm-hmm.
from Log Cabin to White House, really. And this is the high achiever. Starts out with nothing.
Yeah. And then winds up
and
being
so
one of the most
at those
one
qualities.
Of the, winds up having one of the most revered names on the planet.
That's it. And you're correct in saying on the planet, because in China, Russia, or England, or
they know Lincoln.
You name it, he's revered.
Yeah, they don't know. They might not know Coolidge, but they know Lincoln.
In fact, when the Pope made his address to Congress, he mentioned Lincoln was one of them.
Wow.
So, I made a good choice. I actually didn't know how good the choice was when I did it. People come to me after I do my program, and they tell me that they have busts of Lincoln in their office, or photographs of him, or portraits on the wall. It is astonishing the love affair that Americans have with Lincoln.
And you know, there are two presidents that are often compared for one obvious reason and other not so obvious reasons, that the world is the much the poorer for them having been struck down during the presidencies, Lincoln and Kennedy. I mean,
you're right about
that. I definitely think the world would look much different if Lincoln had been allowed to live out his 8 years and into his 80s or 90s, and if Kennedy had. I really do believe that I think politics in America would be significantly different in this right now if Kennedy had been allowed to live a rich, full life.
You know, there are two qualities that I'm thinking of, and I'm sure there are more, that are similar with respect to both of those.
Give them to me quickly.
One is the ability to see the long picture, to see far ahead, and the second, what is good for the common good.
Mm-hmm.
They were strategists, not just tacticians.
Well said. Quick break, right back after these messages. We're going to talk about some of the things we can learn from Lincoln, maybe even Kennedy, about compromise with our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.